We've all heard that God is all-knowing, but have you ever pondered how this intimately relates to you? Have you truly grasped that God knows everything about you? Stay tuned as we delve into stories that illuminate the profound connection between God's omniscience and your unique journey.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's stories are drawn from the book Padre Pio, Extraordinary Facts of the Saint of the Stigmata, by Laureano Benitez Grande Caballero. Within his pages, we find three remarkable anecdotes where Padre Pio knew the thoughts and concerns of individuals even before they had a chance to speak. In fact, he knew the troubles on their hearts even before seeing them. Listen to this. Our first story comes from Maria Pompilio, one of Padre Pio's spiritual daughters. She shared an account heard from a priest visiting San Giovanni Rotondo from Rome. The priest, deeply moved, declared, "This morning I convinced myself of what Padre Pio is." He then went on to recount the experience. "Padre Pio was praying in the choir, and I was there giving thanks after the Mass. At a certain moment, Friar Constantino approached him and said, 'Padre, there's a gentleman in the corridor who wants to confess. Can I bring him in?' However, Padre Pio did not respond. After a few minutes, Friar Constantino asked the same question again. Padre Pio raised his head and replied, 'This man made our Lord wait for 25 years, and he cannot wait for me for 5 minutes. After hearing these words, the priest from Rome went to the corridor to speak with the man waiting, and to his astonishment, the man told him, 'Father, I'm afraid that Padre Pio will reject me because it has been 25 years since I confessed.' You can just imagine the priest's face after hearing these words. Just a moment ago, Padre Pio said that this man had not confessed in 25 years. Padre Pio then appeared and kindly invited the man to confess. And that concludes our first story. Our second story revolves around Rachel Riccardi, a mother from San Giovanni Rotondo who had a large family to look after. She was always overwhelmed with chores and found it difficult to find the time to go to confession. I'm sure all the mothers watching can relate to this. Well, one day Rachel decided to set aside everything and go to confession. But as she approached the convent and joined the confessional line, she quickly realized that the line was exceptionally long that morning. Now, just a quick side note, the line for Padre Pio's confessional was typically quite long, often with people waiting for days. That's why the numbering system was eventually implemented, so that people didn't have to stand there all day. However, this story takes place before this system was used, which meant that if Rachel left the line, she would lose her chance to confess until who knows when. She waited as patiently as she could, but she couldn't shake off the thoughts about preparing food and other chores she had to do at home. So, eventually, she decided to give up and return home. However, just as she was about to leave, Padre Pio opened the confessional curtain and said, "Let this woman pass ahead." In this remarkable moment, the busy mother was granted the grace to make her confession that day. End of our second story. Now, in our third story, Padre Pio exemplifies his intolerance towards unrepented sinners. Specifically, he hated when people came to him asking for favors, but were unrepentant towards their sins. Here's the story as recounted by Father Gerardo di Flumeri. In 1951, Father Gerardo visited a parish during Lent. Being from the same province as Padre Pio, and having spent part of his novitiate in San Giovanni Rotondo, he was familiar with the saint. The parish priest, aware of this connection, shared a disturbing incident. A blind man from the parish had sought Padre Pio's help, only to be abruptly turned away with harsh words. Intrigued, Father Gerardo sought out the blind man to learn more. It turned out the blind man had approached Padre Pio seeking healing for his sight. However, even before he knelt in the confessional, Padre Pio, aware of the man's unrepentant behavior, sternly dismissed him, saying, "Swine, get out of here!" Father Gerardo then discovered that the blind man was living with his maid without being married, which is, of course, a sinful situation. When Father Gerardo explained this to him, the man pondered the words, and after a few days, approached Father Gerardo. He had decided to get married and expressed a desire to confess. He assured Father Gerardo that, after getting married, he planned to visit San Giovanni Rotondo to thank Padre Pio for his stern but transformative encounter. And thus concludes our third story. As we conclude today's stories, a resounding truth emerges. God knows each one of us intimately. These stories underscore the profound importance of how we choose to live. Sin is a reality, and God takes it seriously. Fortunately, we've been blessed with an undeserving gift, the sacrament of confession. So, if it's been a while since your last confession, may these stories inspire and remind you of the transformative power of the sacrament. As Padre Pio once proclaimed, confession is the soul's bath. You must go at least once a week. I do not want souls to stay away from confession more than a week. Even a clean and unoccupied room gathers dust. Return after a week and you will see that it needs dusting again. And if you feel ashamed, remember to pray to Our Lady. She is the Mother of all mercy and will offer her motherly care to anyone who seeks her help. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.